Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, guys, I love the show. I hear you talk about random stuff all the time, so I thought this be right up your alley. The other night, I was making cinnamon sugar toast.
What is she, three?
I know. No. Well, she goes on to say, it's my favorite late night snack. Nothing fancy, white bread, sugar, cinnamon, the perfect combination. I'd agree. I love cinnamon sugar toast.
Not bad.
They go on to say, I've done it since college and I have no plans of stopping. In all the stages of my life, this has been my favorite snack. No matter how much money I make, I like to call it my poor man's luxury. So, JKJ, what's yours? You should open it up to your listeners, too. I bet they've got some good ones.
Jeez.
And they even have another one.
Bossy.
I know, right? But they've got another one here. They say, for good measure, those air fryer basket liners. I went to my friend's house recently who didn't use them. What a tragic mess. They're only like $5.
They have liners?
Do you not know these? The air fryer basket?
I don't know
basket?
About this.
The line, they look almost like a coffee liner, like a coffee
paper-ish.
Pot. Yeah, like then you just put it in the bottom and it's supposed to still give you the, you know, need for, because that's the thing about the air fryer, it's the flow of the air that gets it crispy on the bottom.
Like parchment paper.
So
kind of.
This helps it. They say, I will forever be buying those because they're only $5. So I'll be listening for cheap luxuries. I know yours will be food, Katie.
Oh. ding.
That's pretty accurate, though. Thanks for being awesome. And that's from Andy.
Oh, that's very
Denver.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. But so even if she was like a multimillionaire and could buy like a new air fryer every week, she's still going to
use the
paper liners
to
be frugal.
Yeah, and I would agree because
clean.
I actually had two air fryers. My first one, I didn't use the liners, and there's just no getting that up, right? There's no getting the stains off your air fryer bottom.
I'm so paranoid. I'm like, what kind of chemicals are leaching out of that paper into my food?
Then
again, the air fryer's covered in Teflon.
Exactly.
So.
Like,
because I don't use the crock pot liners. I know people that line their crock pots. It's like a plastic bag.
Easy cleanup.
I'm like, okay, yeah, let's just absorb all those plastic chemicals into my food. Yum, yum.
I think that's a little easier because I'm not busting out the crock pot every day. I don't mind cleaning that when I use it. The air fryer I use a lot, and it's kind of clunky to clean, right? So it's that's why I like the liners. It's a lot easier to clean it.
So with all that aside.
Yeah.
Say you're worth like $10 million, but what's this, like, the frugal, what does she call it?
She called it a poor man luxury.
It's a little harsh, but
why? That's okay.
You know, when you're pinching pennies, or there's just something that's kind of, do we say low class? I don't know. Are we allowed to say?
It just doesn't cost a lot of money.
It doesn't cost a lot, but you're worth $10 million, so you're still going to do it.
Yeah.
You don't even care.
It's the habits that you picked up when you weren't like making it big yet, and you hold on to those.
Yes.
So we want your calls and comments. What would you do? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I think for me, I jotted down three of them. I'm trying to pick the best ones here. I think I would still refuse to valet park.
Okay.
I never pay really anyone to park my car. Like, I'll find a spot and walk.
I can do a better job anyway.
And I don't want them going through my stuff.
They go through your console. You know they do.
No, they don't.
No, they absolutely
but I think
do.
They do.
Yeah.
Then I would probably still sneak snacks into the movies.
Yes.
I would still have Knick Knack bring her big purse, and we'd fill it with, you know, gummy bears, even if I was worth $10 million. And then I think I would still take the toiletries and the hand towels from hotel rooms.
Yeah.
That's so dang good.
That's to just add to your hotel basket at home, right?
Yeah, like, I think I would still do all of that.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are like, why just the hand towels? Because I put the hand towels in my suitcase and I wrap my dirty shoes in them when we're out and about. So I'll wrap my shoes in a hand towel and put it in my suitcase and I steal a towel from a hotel.
That's smart. Don't
I borrow it.
Yeah.
The next time we're at that hotel, I actually bring it back, which you'd never
see. Full circle.
That's what
full
I do.
Full circle.
So, yeah. 303-691-1649. What is your guys'? Josh, you have one real quick before you get to phones?
I do. I know one that I thought of right away. It is food related, but I think growing up in college, I just made no money at all, and I didn't want to ask my parents for anything. The ramen noodles. I mean, I would literally buy them by, like, the cardboard packaging and take the entire case home and then stack it on top of my fridge. And I still love it. Like, I could be worth $11 billion and I don't care. I love ramen noodles. They're so cheap. They're so easy to make. Pop that thing in the microwave for a minute And I'll never stop. I love that. And I know they're unhealthy. They're my favorite thing.
It's got to be the cheap ones, too, because nowadays.
Yeah, like the actual ramen noodles.
Well,
yeah.
They have the fancy.
They got generics.
Well, no, but they also have the fancy, like, high protein, good for you ramen noodles you see on, like, Instagram and stuff now. And they taste like crap.
Yeah,
like,
they're horrible.
So. No. They're just not even good.
Do you eat a lot of crap?
Well, yeah. How long have you known me?
Oh, God.
Duh.
Katie knows her crap.
She knows her crap.
And this is not good crap. So,
you're worth a buttload of money, but you're not giving up what from the days when you were poor? Somebody wrote in and said, I'm still going to wash and reuse my aluminum foil.
What?
Is that a thing?
Wow.
My great-grandma used to do that. But
seriously?
Yeah, you wash your foil and use it again.
Oh,
I've
goodness.
Done that before. Like, if I have leftovers in the fridge and I got foil on them or something... Like, I'll take that foil and just put them on a different leftover and put it back in the fridge.
I don't.
It's just foil.
Gosh, no? I thought my family was weird using the butter containers for years after, but the foil over and over again takes the cake, I think.
Amy wrote in and said, no matter how much money I'm worth, I'm still going to eat food over the sink so I don't have to do dishes.
I love that.
That's a mom
Been there,
move right
done
there.
That. Right out of the pan, sizzling hot, burning your face, don't care.
Don't care, eating it over the sink. Yeah. And then John wrote in and said, I could be worth $20 million. I'm still going to crush the day-old bakery items at Safeway.
Yeah.
Yes, the bakery rack, right? So everything's on clearance.
It's funny. I kind of do that, too, no matter how much money I make.
Still
when
good.
When I go into a department store, the first place I go is the clearance rack, no matter what. I don't mess around
me
with
too.
The stuff up front.
No.
I don't care what's in fashion.
No.
Give me the outdated stuff that's 50% off. That's what I want.
Yeah, we can tell that you're wearing some of that today.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Yeah. We can tell you're doing that. Is it Julian?
This is Julian speaking.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Julian. What's yours?
Hey, take that. Big fan.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
So you're worth $10 million, but what are you not giving up?
Dude, I could be worth 10 million pesos, and the one thing that I'm never giving up is a simple snack, a tortilla, and then you can have a stovetop or not. You can even have a microwave, a little bit of butter in the middle. You toast that baby up, put that thing in the microwave for a few seconds. Oh, my goodness. The best snack you'll ever, ever have in your life.
Just buttered tortilla.
Buttered tortilla. You toast it or non-toast it, and then you can, you know, that's just, it's simple yet effective, man.
Ooh. I love it.
Do you put anything in it, like butter, sugar, nothing, or I mean
well,
sugar, cinnamon?
Butter in it.
Sugar, but do you put cinnamon. Any, like, seasoning or just straight butter?
So here's the thing. I used to, I grew up Mexican, so there's Mexican butter, and it's like... Daddy. it's 10 times better than it's like putting a bit butter on a biscuit, but like it's crunchy. And then the tortillas are always homemade. And oh my God.
Dude.
My mouth is watering.
Yeah. So let me ask you, so you're in the pan, do you do tortilla, butter on top of that, and then do you put another tortilla on top?
Now, it depends on the fast food tortilla. You can have the maíz or the corn, or do you have the flour in them, and that's the harina. So it depends on which type you want. You want it extra crispy, I would recommend the maíz, the corn. But if you want them a little like little softer, then the flour tortilla.
Dude, I can listen to you talk all day long.
The way
you
say
tortilla, the way you say it. Like,
more.
I know you've got some good home cooking in your house.
And, you know, it makes me kind of like the best friend in the world because, you know, if you're my best friend, you can always have the best home-cooked Mexican food on the planet.
I want to be your best friend.
Yeah,
I'm very pretentious that way, if that makes sense.
What else do you make, like, that is just money when it comes to your Mexican food?
So Mexican food, a breakfast food. It's with the simple style of tortillas, you break those up into, like, little bits. Then you soak them into green or red chili of your choosing. Then you fry those up in a pan, too. And then you serve that over a couple eggs.
You talking chilaquiles?
Chilaquiles. And then some, like, queso on top. Oh, my goodness. And then that's simple. That costs less than $5 to make.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
that's
that sounds
like,
delicious. I've never heard of that. That sounds delicious.
Chilaquiles are like...
Chilaquiles. It's the greatest breakfast food. My recommendation is red chile. But, you know, you smother them up you break up the tortilla bits and you smother it up and you fry them up. And then you put, you know, you get them extra crispy and then put the eggs on top. So then the eggs smother on top of it.
Dude, how can we hang out sometime?
I know.
Can we hang out? Seriously. Can we become best friends forever?
Be friends, Julian?
I follow you guys all the time on Facebook and you guys are just, I'm a big time fan. And oh my God, I love you guys. You guys are like the best.
We love you, man.
So I know. Sweet of you, man.
We kind of want to be friends. So
seriously,
I think this
yeah.
is the start of something beautiful here, Julian.
Yeah, we're going to be best friends forever. Yeah. Forever and ever.
Katie, we met at the Mammoth Games a couple times with my friend Daniel and Sammy.
Okay, yeah. Huh. I know exactly who you are now. Yes, I know exactly.
Yeah.
We hung out at Brooklyn's.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, we did.
Are you single?
Oh yeah.
Katie!
Let's go, girl.
Okay, let's start with the tortillas, okay? We'll start with
the tortillas.
There's a local tortilla where I grew up that still serves tortillas, and they're homemade, and golly, mine.
Yum.
Like, they're just, it's the best.
Who's that?
You know, it's simple, yet effective.
What's that tortilla place that we went and toured?
We're big fans of. It's Portillo's.
Portillo's.
Portillo's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, and I just grew up with it, you know, and being first generation American, you kind of have the remedies of being.
Yeah.
You know, of what my mom and dad grew up, you know, and we didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid, and that's what my mom and dad used to make all the time was simple tricks with your tortillas, because a pack back in the day cost $3. My goodness, and we had brothers, and it was fun.
We love tortilla tricks, buddy, on this show. This is what we're all about. Julian, we can't thank you enough for calling in and being fans of the show, buddy. Thank you so very, very much. It was nice talking to you.
Much obliged, you guys, and great talking to you guys, and I'd love to spread the word. Appreciate you much.
Thank you,
Thanks,
buddy.
Julian.
Have a good Monday.
It's Pacito's Tortillo Factory that we love up in North Denver. But
a place rocks.
Good homemade tortillas. That'll get me going every time.
I'm glad we did this.
Me too.
Now I want some tortillas.
I know. I'm so hungry.